أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at Quran City and we've been focusing on حروف المقطعات area, which is the area where we have 29 chapters or surah of the Quran beginning with a unique letter combination. But in particular from this section, we're focusing on Ra'at place. And Ra'at place has six chapters or six surah beginning with Alif Lam Ra. And today we're going to look at Surah Ibrahim. 52 ayat. It's a Makki surah. And the chapter takes its name from the du'as of Prophet Ibrahim, which are mentioned in the surah from ayah 35 to 41. And in essence, they ask for the four P's. Peace, prosperity, protection, and progeny. So there was peace, prosperity, and protection of Makkah, and the establishment of Salah for himself and his progeny. He also prays for forgiveness for himself, his parents, and all believers. So first, let's look at the benefits of surah. It keeps a child safe from ailments. It's good to recite it for your children. Assists in digestion. If you've got stomach problems, it's a good surah to recite. And if recited in a two rakat salah with Surah Al-Hijr, which is the next surah, so in the first rakat you would have Fatiha and Ibrahim, in the second one you would have Fatiha and Hijr, it keeps away poverty, insanity, and sudden calamity. The key focus of the surah is the stark difference between gratitude and ingratitude of Allah's blessings. You can see the difference. There's the du'as of Prophet Ibrahim, and then the warnings, really quite harsh warnings of the consequences of injustice. Now we've divided the surah into seven sections. Now in the first section, which is ayah 1 to 8, it starts off by Allah saying, Alif Lam Ra. كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور. This is a book that divinity has revealed, an awesome book to deliver human beings from darkness into light. So with a combination of human effort and divine will, this is what this book does. This section also looks at gratefulness versus ungratefulness, and mentions the story of Prophet Musa and the Bani Israel. So for example, it says those who are ungrateful. In ayah 3 it says, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. They prefer the life of the world over the akhirah. They do not prioritize the akhirah. وَيَسُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَيَبْغُونَهَا إِوَجَا. Not only do they turn away from the path of Allah, but they obstruct others from reaching their full potential through divine guidance. And a beautiful ayah in this section, in ayah 7, he says, وَإِذْ تَعَذَّنَ رَبَّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And when your Rabb made it known, he announced it. He said, if you are grateful, I will definitely increase for you, even once. وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ. But if you cover up the truth and you're ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. My punishment is terrible. In the second section, which is ayah 9 to 18, we see the defiant opposers of divine guidance and the consequences. So they doubted the messenger because he was human. And they had this ingrained loyalty to the tradition of their ancestors. And they demanded proof, sultanim mubin. We want clear proof, otherwise we will not believe, as though they were doing favors. And they went as far as to say to the Prophet, that if you don't stop preaching this oneness of God and serving creation, we will expel you from our land. We will revoke your citizenship. And Allah answers with the consequence of a very graphic description of Jahannam, where there will be no help received, and even where Shaitan will disown them. Section 3 looks at the recompense of belief and good deeds. And in essence, it is Jannah and awesome company. In section 4, there's the parable of good and bad words. And this is ayah 24 to 26. And you can imagine a tree. Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ذَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Have you not seen the parable that Allah gives of a good word? Like a good tree, the roots are firm and their branches are in the heavens. Well, these words are iman, لا إله إلا الله, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Aliyun Waliyullah, and this deep-rooted faith will translate into a constant, contagious goodness to humanity that will reach everywhere. Because in the next ayah he says, تُعْتِي أُقُلَهَا كُلَّ هِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. It yields its food in every season, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا, with the permission of its Rabb. And fruits have seeds, and these seeds will keep on developing and perpetuating. But then, false beliefs and injustice, he says with that example, وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ كَبِيثَةٍ, bad words, evil words, كَشَجَرَةٍ كَبِيثَةٍ, it's like a vile tree, an evil tree, اِخْتَثَّتْ مِنْ فَوْكِ الْأَرْضِ مَا لَحَا مِنْ كَرَارٍ. It just hovers over the earth. It doesn't have any roots, it's not stable, and it's uprooted. There is no stability at all. This is selfishness, injustice, all put together in an image of an unstable tree. And then the next section, divinity's orders and favors. It's awesome. His orders are to establish salah, to give secretly and openly. And then my most favorite ayah of this surah, where he says in ayah 34, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ, and he gives you, he grants you whatever you ask for and whatever you need, even though you don't ask for it. But he says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to count the favors of Allah, you would not be able to compute them. In section 6, we see the beautiful du'as of Prophet Ibrahim from ayah 35 to 41. He is so inclined to divinity that he asks Allah, he says, فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَحْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. He wants human beings to fall in love with the Kaaba, with the house of God. So they are inclined towards Mecca. But du'as that we can use in our qunuts, ayah 40 and 41, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَا. My Rabb, make me establish prayers and my children too. Oh, our Rabb, accept our du'as. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْلِي. Oh, our Rabb, forgive me. وَلِوَالِدَيَّ, and my parents. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and the believers. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ, on the day when the accounting will take place. And then finally, the warning of the consequences of injustice. And now here we find the du'a of those who are unjust on the Day of Judgment. This is ayah 43. And they say, رَبَّنَا أَخِرْنَا إِلَىٰ عَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ نُجِبْ دَعْوَتَكَ وَنَتَّبِعِ الرَّسُولِ. So they will say that our Rabb, give us a little bit of time, respite us to a little bit of time so we can respond to your call and follow the messengers. Divinity responds by telling them that he knows their plans and their plots, and their plans and plots will not bring a downfall, and he never fails in his promises to his messengers. Again, there is imagery of the harsh punishment that follows because of their injustice. And in conclusion, beautiful, the last ayah where Allah says, هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ. This is a communique to human beings. You know, balagha is to reach the heart. Like we have the sayings of Imam Ali put in Nahjul Balagha. Nahj is a clear path, but balagha is to be effective, to penetrate, to reach the heart. And Allah says, wal yundharu, so that you may be warned, bihi, wal ya'lamu annama huwa ilahu wahid, and you should know that there is only the one God, wal yadhakkara ulul albab, and it is something for those who understand to ponder upon. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be amongst those to whom the Qur'an reaches the hearts. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.